You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Let's talk about the Europa League. One game involving an English club in the Europa League. It is, of course, Liverpool versus Borussia Dortmund. Liverpool 17-10 to win the match at Anfield on Thursday night. The draw 23-10. Borussia Dortmund in the betting at 8-5. Enhanced odds. Philippe Coutinho to score and Liverpool to win in 90 is 5-1. It was 19-5. And Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang to score and Borussia Dortmund to win was 11-4. It's now 4-1, which, given his scoring record, will appeal to a few. But you mentioned earlier on in the podcast about the big European nights historically and the atmosphere. And the atmosphere at Anfield will be, it'll be bubbling. It'll be a fantastic atmosphere on Thursday night. And I'm looking forward to this match because Jurgen Klopp has got this team really playing now.
Yeah, a lot is made and a lot will be made of the atmosphere at Anfield. I think a lot of that on Thursday night is going to come down to the pocket of Dortmund fans in the corner. They will make more noise than the Liverpool fans put together. But you do get a sense on these night games at Anfield that something great can happen. I'm not saying the atmosphere is always buzzing, because sometimes it is a little bit flat, and it has been for some of the Europa League games so far this season. But this has the feel of a Champions League game, really, doesn't it? It's two sides who will see themselves as, hang on, we really shouldn't be in this competition, but we're making a decent fist of it and we're going to try and win it nevertheless. And it's two sides that will be trying. The Europa League is often looked down on, isn't it? Let's say by Manchester United, who obviously ended up here and kind of went, well, we're not actually that fussed, you know. These are two sides that do want to go on to win this, and it should be a really, really good game. I'm amazed that Liverpool got anything at Dortmund, and that could be the clincher here, but they managed to, and they've come back with a 1-1 draw, and it is absolutely tantalisingly poised, isn't it? Dortmund remain unbeaten in all competitions, though, in 2016. This is a big ask for them.
Is that right?
They've not lost a single game in 2016. They rallied well, I thought, in the first leg and could have gone on to win it. But Liverpool, fair play to them. You know, they stuck it out. I just think that away goal is going to be key here. And Liverpool defensively haven't been fantastic. Of course, they beat Stoke at the weekend. They rested quite a few players for that. And they were still impressive. But I think Stoke defensively were pretty poor. So I don't think you can read too much into that. But plenty of players got a rest into quite a few key players. I know Jordan Henderson's unavailable, he's injured. But it's priced up as though the traders are going, don't really know.
Yeah, I think that.
And
think
I'm the same to a point, but I think Liverpool are going to do it.
So even money they are to qualify, 8-11 Dortmund.
Even money to qualify is the safe bet. Liverpool to win the match, 17-10, is probably big enough to back, I'd say, given for Liverpool to qualify. The only result that would not be Liverpool winning that match is either the 0-0 draw or the 1-1 and then extra time. So I'll take Liverpool to win 17-10. They've got plenty of players who are just peaking at the right time. Coutinho scoring plenty of goals at the minute. Origi's hit form. It's likely that he's going to start ahead of Sturridge, although he did come on against Stoke and did play well. Grabbed a couple of goals, didn't he? So I think Liverpool are going to do this. And that is hard for me to say because Dortmund are the better of these two sides at present. They are. But their big opportunity was to build up a lead in the first leg, and they didn't do that. And I think Liverpool will get the job done on Thursday evening.
Liverpool to win it, 17-10. The draw, 23-10. Borussia Dortmund, 8-5. You know what I think a big factor in that match is, just before we look at a couple of other matches, there's a real respect from some of the Dortmund players towards Jurgen Klopp. And before the first match, there were lots of interviews with some of the Dortmund players that he'd obviously tutored in his spell at Borussia Dortmund, and they were saying, this is just a privilege to play a Klopp-led side, and hopefully we can show him what we can. And maybe there's a bit too much respect for Jurgen Klopp.
I know what you mean, and it's very easy to get carried away with this and go, oh, it's all about Jurgen Klopp. It's not. He's got a side that he moulded playing a side that he is moulding, and he hasn't quite had a chance to fully transform this Liverpool squad into what he wants. There'll be players there that are, even players that are playing on Thursday, that know that their time at the club is probably limited, because you can't just go in and change everything. And let's not forget, he's not even had a pre-season to work with these players yet. But the things that he's implementing seem to be well received by players and fans. He seems a very likeable coach. He comes across very well in the media, And I can see why there would be plenty of respect for him. But I think that Dortmund players, once they're out on that pitch, they're listening to Thomas Tuchel and not thinking about Jurgen Klopp.
Yeah.
That said, the Liverpool players will very much be thinking of Jurgen Klopp, and that can only be a positive for their chances on Thursday. I think at 17-10, they're worth a bet. Certainly not banker material, but should be an absolute cracker at Anfield.
Yeah, tough game to call that one.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.